from KQED.
At the USC Eye Institute, a doctor and a patient greet each other like old friends.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
It's great to see you again.
The doctor, Lisa Olmos Dekoe, uses a light to inspect the back of the patient's eye, a curved surface called the retina. It's been about 4 months since she implanted a tiny device there.
And it looks like that implant is still nicely in place.
The device is called the Argus II. The patient is Lisa Kulik. She's 55, retired from a job at a veterinary clinic, lives in Arizona, and is the first person west of the Mississippi to receive this FDA-approved technology. Before she got it, Kulik had been blind for nearly 30 years.
In my late teens, I noticed night blindness, but I thought that that was just something everybody had.
She suffers from a genetic disorder called retinitis pigmentosa. It slowly destroys the photoreceptors in the back of the eye. By her early 30s, Kulik couldn't read small print.
Then I couldn't read at all, and then I couldn't see faces, and then to the point where I needed assistance getting anywhere.
When Kulik found out about the Argus implant, she was told to keep her expectations low. She wouldn't be able to read with it or see her grandkids' faces, but it might help her gain some independence.
I can tell that the carpet is darker than the walls.
We're walking down the hall of the hospital. Kulik says the implant shows her flashes of light that let her see broad outlines of shapes.
There's something there.
Right here is the doorway, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because when I look across it, the flashes are at the borders of it.
The Argus II is a two-part device. Kulik is wearing dark sunglasses outfitted with a small camera powered by a battery pack. The camera wirelessly sends an image to the implant in the eye.
So it's about the size of a watch battery, has that same kind of color.
James Weiland of USC's Eye Institute is showing me the device. He helped develop it.
Inside of that watch battery are, in fact, some electronics which receive the wireless signal and convert that wireless signal into power to run the implant. But it also has data in it.
That data is the image from the camera. The image travels down a tiny ribbon of cables outside the device to a little paddle that's pressed up against the retina. That paddle is covered in electrodes that zap the retina to simulate the way light would activate those cells in healthy eyes. James Weiland says the technology is limited by the number of electrodes it can work with,
which is 60 electrodes or 60 pixels, only 60.
For comparison, a modern camera has 10 million pixels, and the human eye has about 100 million photoreceptors. If scientists could fit more electrodes safely in the eye, patients like Lisa Kulik might be able to see more.
If you can't see anything at all, that can potentially improve your vision fairly dramatically. But if you have the vision that you and I have, you would not want to see the world through only 60 dots.
I asked Lisa Kulik to describe what she sees with the Argus.
If you close your eyes real tight and open them, have you ever seen like dots or like wiggly lines?
Yeah, I think so. I think I know what you're
talking about. Like that. They're a little bit smaller and they're more prominent.
The benefit, it's there, but it seems to be pretty limited.
William Freeman is the director of the Jacobs Retina Center at UC San Diego, and he's worked on similar devices. He says the Argus helps people with damaged photoreceptors, but otherwise healthy eyes. That means it works for patients with retinitis pigmentosa, but not other common types of blindness. It's also expensive, he says, costing almost $150,000. But Freeman says the Argus is a start.
The good thing is that now there's a path, so people with other ideas know the path to follow.
In fact, other researchers are testing similar devices, including a team from Stanford University and UC Santa Cruz. Some places, like UCLA, have had success using stem cell injections in preliminary studies to improve vision. But Freeman says stem cell research is still in the early stages.
It sounds great in theory. Just put in the cells and replace the dead cells and everything is fine. But there are a lot of really big problems with that, including telling these stem cells what to do, telling them what to change into, making sure they don't turn into tumors or cancers or cells that destroy the eye. It's not so easy.
For patient Lisa Kulik, even with her Argus implant, she still depends on others to help her get around. But she thinks eventually she'll get better at interpreting the flashes of light it sends.
It's almost like a foreign language. You've got to, you know, learn it all over in a different way, though.
She's already making progress. Kulik says this past 4th of July, she looked up into the sky and saw fireworks. It was the first time she's seen them in nearly 30 years. For KQED News, I'm Sandin Totten.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.